60 seconds away from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, here's a question that people have been wondering for centuries. When will Hollywood finally outgrow its obsession with the Ghostbusters?
Oh, never?
Yeah. The answer is never, apparently.
Well, neither will I, so it's fine.
It was just announced that they're going to be a brand new installment in the Ghostbusters series.
Again?
And it's pretty much going to ignore the all-female version that came out in 2016.
Okay.
That's the one that had Kristen Wiig and a bunch of other people. And it's being directed by Jason Reitman, the son of Ivan Reitman, who directed the first two movies back in the 80s.
Okay, so is it just a remake totally?
Jason says he, quote, has so much respect for the all-female 2016 version and says he would like to see those Ghostbusters continue their own series. But he explains, quote, this is going to be the next chapter in the original franchise. It's not going to be a reboot or a remake of what happened in the 80s, and it's going to be set in present day.
Wait, so it's just a bunch of really old Ghostbusters?
Yeah, pretty much. What he won't say, though, is if anybody from the first two movies is coming back. He hasn't confirmed or denied that.
Oh, okay.
I can already see it's going to be like Martin Short and like...
Yeah, just old guys.
Old comedians.
Old people.
Chevy Chase.
The three surviving Ghostbusters are Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and Ernie Hudson. And they all had cameos in the 2016 film. So did Sigourney Weaver and Annie Potts, who were in the first movies.
I would totally watch that, joking aside.
Well,
like,
and still all awesome actors.
Yeah!
You know?
Funny people.
So like, we'll see what they do. I predict there's going to be a lot of jokes about getting ghosted on Tinder in the movie. Just the writers are going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Like they take it overboard?
Text in at 78592. Are you excited about a continuation to the Ghostbusters franchise? All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? And I had it last, so I drew Jeff, wild card today. So Jeff gets to pick.
I've been on time.
Don't look at me.
So much power in my...
Three days you've been on time.
I know.
Brooke, don't be mean to Jose like that. You're getting the shot.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Tell her, Jeff.
So we don't accept bullying in this studio.
That's right. You are shaming him.
He's like the kid that needs a participation ribbon, and I'm tired of it.
Punctuality shaming.
See?
Not...
I'm just trying to be my best.
I don't say I'm on time every time I'm on time.
Well, maybe you should start. Maybe you should try to feel what somebody else is feeling instead of just judging them for it. All right, you got the shot caller. While she's putting that on, Jeff, please read Brooke the shot caller question of the day.
A recent nationwide study found that the average American kid saw a 3.7 bump in their total allowance last year.
Wow.
And it even found how much money the average child gets for doing different chores around the house. So they ranked which ones earn them the most money. In fourth was mopping, which got an average of $2.33. Third was cleaning their bedroom, which got $2.71. And second was gardening. But there was one chore that parents seem to pay the most money for their kids to do. Makes an average of $4.60.
Wow.
What is it?
I got a couple ideas right off the top of my head.
Okay, what are they?
Stuff I hate doing, right? So it's got to be stuff that parents don't want to do that they're willing to fork up the money to get their kids to do it. First, cleaning toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the bounty on that's got to be big.
Totally.
In order for them to actually do it.
Gross job, kind of, you know.
Totally.
Got to get in there.
My next idea is picking up the dog poop.
Oh, that's another one.
That's a good one.
Poop patrol.
But not everyone has a dog. A lot of families do, but not everyone. Here's what I noticed. That list, the higher it got in the list, the more labor intensive it got. Like gardening, that's a lot of labor. So I'm thinking something that takes a while to do, like maybe washing a car. But it's tough to do that year round, so I think people make their kids do it.
And I think a lot of people just go to the car wash. I mean, if you're talking labor intensive, that's not a bad way to think. Mm-hmm. It'd be like folding clothes and
that
putting them away.
That takes forever, too. Read the question one more time.
Hated.
A recent study found how much money the average child gets for doing different chores around the house, and they ranked them by which ones earn the most money. Fourth was mopping, third was cleaning their bedroom, second was gardening, but there's one chore that parents seem to pay the most money for. What is it?
I think laundry's a good idea.
Yeah.
Really,
I feel kind of
really
like a hard-ass mom,
because
I'm like,
family. You
shouldn't reward the kid for cleaning the bedroom. That's not helping the family. That's doing what you're supposed to do.
That's the mom
when
you're coming out.
Yeah. I'm going to go with toilets. Or can I say bathroom, including toilets?
Cleaning the bathroom? Yeah, that's a good answer. I think you can say that.
Including toilets.
A recent study ranked which house chores earn kids the most money on average. Number 4 was mopping, 3rd was cleaning the bedroom, and 2 was gardening. But there's one chore that was at the top, earning children an average of $4.60, probably because it's one of the most time-consuming and strenuous tasks for parents to do themselves. That's why the most profitable chore is Jose's idea of washing the car.
Really? Washing the car.
My dad used to always make me wash his car.
Oh, my God. My parents would never let me because I always got rocks on the sponge and stuff.
Well, you got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Beautiful by Bozzy, so you can sing that before you get shocked.
This song is so short, you could probably sing the whole thing.
I know. Isn't that like a minute and a half song?
I feel like it.
Whenever you're ready.
How does this one go again?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful angel. Love your imperfections every angle. Tomorrow comes and goes before you know. So I just had to let you know. That way that Gucci look on you amazes.
Oh, it's not touching your neck.
But nothing compared to when you're naked. And now a backward and some Henny got you faded. I'm sorry, it's touching.
It's on, I see it going off.
It's touching, okay. So you're saying the web.
I was trying to shock you forever there. It wasn't touching your neck, and then for whatever reason, it wasn't working. But
hey, well, she's right. The song's done.
Yeah, it finally worked. Yeah, I got through the whole song. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.